Jason Cairns. Best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, I saw it got a lot of attention yesterday. A church I'm familiar with. I'm remembering when we went to Branson, Missouri, for a week many years ago. I think it was 2008, maybe 2009, something like that. Family vacation. But anyhow, I think it was James River Church. They had a big men's event that garnered a lot of kind of negative attention from over the weekend.
Yeah, they sure did. So they have been having a men's conference, I think, for a number of years, and it has just gotten more and more, I don't know what the right word is for it, circus-like, maybe, over the years. And there was kind of a big blow-up there over the weekend, and they had a person, apparently, who was had been on America's Got Talent, who was doing sword swallowing and pole dancing at the conference, and then Mark Driscoll called that person a Jezebel, and then the pastor of the church yelled at Mark Driscoll, and it just feels more and more farcical, I guess is a good way to put it.
And so didn't the pastor of the church like throw Mark Driscoll out then?
Yep. Yeah. Yep, threw him off stage. And then so it was
It sounds like TV wrestling.
It does. You know, I was thinking that that's that exact same thing, that it feels very much like WWE. And, you know, and it's, if this is the picture of masculinity, I think we're losing the point. And I don't know if that's the right way to put it, but it just feels like it's becoming more and more distant from what we see in the person of Jesus.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so I think when we think about biblical masculinity, you know, I still think we need to go back to the fruit of the Spirit, right? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, which also would, in my opinion, define biblical femininity. And so when things like this are going on, I think it detracts from the message of the church.
Yeah, it would seem to. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know, I think you posted a couple articles, or at least one article that may have referenced another one yesterday on your Facebook page, but I didn't have a chance to read them, just kind of saw the headlines, but the author of Jesus and John Wayne, I thought, wrote one of them, right?
So. Yep, she did. And then there's another author named Rick Pittock, who writes for Baptist Press, I think. Had written another one, and my wife had watched it as well, and she just had commented on how crazy it seemed, the whole thing.
Well, and you even messaged me privately, and you're like, they're concerned about Mr. Rogers. And I referenced that because a very well-known book on masculinity from the past 20 years or more seemed to kind of demean Mr. Rogers and say, oh, we're, you know, that's not what we're after. And then also a men's gathering I was at that had a lot of positives. Also,
sure.
In my review, they asked for our input, and I'm like, I felt like the way you kind of dissed Mr. Rogers was really distasteful. So, you know, he seems to fit that whole fruit of the Spirit thing.
For sure. You know, and I think that was one of the things that I had mentioned to you is, you know, maybe that's more of what we need to get back to. Is a Mr. Rogers sort of spirit.
Well, there we go. Anyhow, I think we've got to recognize the good, the bad, and the ugly within ourselves and within the church. And to be able to hopefully come collectively and say that's not what we want to be a part of, whether it's you know, political, social, whatever, the heavy emphasis on masculinity or femininity as it would. And we'll have to watch in terms of what's a stereotype and what's something that's truly... Yeah, you know, in terms of Christ-like.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, all of that to say, there you go. Some meaty, substantive content here on the best 5 minutes of the day. But we have time for it's a lot of verses. We'll see what we can do. 1 Corinthians 15. We're winding down the resurrection chapter, verses 50 to 57.
Yeah, it says, "What I'm saying, dear brothers and sisters, is that our physical bodies cannot inherit the kingdom of God. These dying bodies cannot inherit what will last forever. But let me reveal to you a wonderful secret. We will not all die, but we will all be transformed. It will happen in a moment, in the blink of an eye, when the last trumpet is blown. For when the trumpet sounds, those who have died will be raised to live forever, and we who are living will also be transformed. For our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die. Our mortal bodies must be transformed into immortal bodies. Then when our dying bodies have been transformed into bodies that will never die, this scripture will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? For sin is the sting that results in death, and the law gives sin its power. But thank God, he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, let's have it. We're going to leave it there. We can't do the devotional commentary, but I would just suffice it on my end to say encouraging words, looking forward to a resurrection body, because this world is not our home, thank God. We are just a passing through.
Absolutely. Wonderful.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow. Well, I like to get people smarter by listening to the WIB Wake Up Show, so we can try to do that now.
We have for you this morning four things you didn't know yesterday. And truth be told, I didn't know these yesterday either. But thanks to the internet, now we do, and we will regale you with them.
All right, first one. Human thigh bones are stronger than concrete.
Fascinating.
Wow.
Four things you didn't know yesterday here on WWIB. 37% of American adults have never moved away from their original hometown, and 57% have never lived outside the state in which they were born.
Hmm. I guess I've broken both of those.
Me too.
All right. Here's another one. This is kind of mind-boggling. All right, here we go. There are about 1 trillion bacteria on each of your feet. So
not combined, on each. On each. 1 trillion. Usually only talk about trillion when you're talking about the federal debt.
Wow.
23% of American adults, again, final in four things you didn't know yesterday, 23% of American adults, 38% of adults from Canada, and 57% of British adults say, I'm amazing. They think they're amazing. So 23% of American adults. But you know what? Some pretty high self-esteem over there across the pond in Britain, so good for you. 57% say they're amazing.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, the British especially are...
You know what? They probably get up and say their affirmations, and they're just like, hey.
I know.
Of course I am.
Yeah, right.
There you go, Britain. Oh, good on you.
Strawberries and cream, I guess. Maddie Mullins, Caleb and I, big fans. One of his great songs, Nails, WWIB. And Caleb, one of our young listeners you met at One Fest with a birthday today.
Yes, very happy birthday to Piper turning 12 years old.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday to all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy birthday and all your dreams come true. We wish it was our birthday.
It's your birthday.
Well, happy 12th birthday, Piper, and I hope to see you at One Fest again this summer as well.
Yeah, Piper and Kenan turning 12, and her mom said the big thing she wanted at One Fest was to meet you and I. She met you, so that was the better thing.
Halfway there.
There we go. I want to meet her this summer in August at One Fest. And she asked for this song, We Are Messengers Love, on WIB. Good morning. Good request. A return to 2J Trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
It has been a minute, and we are excited to test your mettle again with a question this morning. And we've got two great prizes, Lauren Daigle themed, for you today. And we've got Lauren Daigle's brand new album. Maybe you've heard that. It is fantastic, and it is self-titled. So Lauren Daigle's new album. And we also, just fresh off the presses, have a Lauren Daigle t-shirt as well from her new song, Be Okay. And so this shirt says, you're going to be okay, right on the front. And then it says Lauren Daigle on the back. So
nice.
Pretty cool.
That is nice.
So that's what we have for you. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Look, I even remembered to give the correct phone number.
Yeah.
And our query this morning for Tuesday Trivia is this. Every second, almost 600 of these get thrown out. 600 of what? So every second, about 600 of these get pitched. What are we talking about? 715-723-2555. As always, we love to hear your name, where you're calling from, and then get your guess.
So let's try
Tammy
it.
Tammy from Wausau.
Okay, Tammy, go ahead.
I'm going to guess paper.
Paper. Is it paper?
Sorry,
it is
Tammy.
Not, but good to hear from you, Wausau, showing up early this morning. Thank you, Tammy.
Tammy was ready and raring to call at 715-723-2555, but right now the lines are empty, so fill them up, 723-2555. Same drill. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
All right, Vicky.
How about Kleenex?
How about Kleenex?
Could that be it? No, it's not it.
It's not. Thank you for the call. Every second, around 600 of these get thrown out, get pitched, get tossed. What are we talking about? 715-723-2555 for our Lauren Daigle prizes.
Whatever it is, that's a lot.
It is.
Every second. Yeah. Wow. Okay. 723-2555. Give us the prizes again.
The prizes are Lauren Daigle's brand new self-titled CD, and you're probably hearing it here on WWIB in recent days, her new song, You're Gonna Be Okay. We've got a beautiful shirt that says You're Gonna Be Okay on the front, and then Lauren Daigle on the back. It's a t-shirt, size large, seems very comfy.
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Chris from Eau Claire.
Hey, Chris.
It's plastic water bottles.
Plastic water bottles. Hmm. What is your favorite brand of water, Chris?
Well, we have this fill-up machine now that counts bottles, and you put it into a refillable. I have a metal Yeti one.
Okay.
So I just fill it up at work so I don't buy bottles much anymore. But, you know, I'm not brand in, not brand specific.
All right. It's not the right answer. I was just curious. Thanks, Chris. Yeah. Call us back. And thanks, you know what, for reusing. There you go.
Yeah, right. Environmentally friendly. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Clayton from Pupil Falls.
Hey, Clayton. What do you think?
Pop bottles.
Is it pop bottles? So we had the plastic water bottles. Is it pop bottles? It's not. Thank you, Clayton. Call us back. Enjoyed meeting Clayton the other day. I guess I don't know when the other day was. Maybe it was a month or two ago. But, yeah, good to put faces to names. We always love it when you guys stop in.
Hi. I almost said hi, Clayton. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Elijah.
And where are you from, Elijah?
Wausau.
Elijah from Wausau. Right on. Okay, Elijah, every second, around 600 of what gets thrown out?
Candy wrappers.
Candy wrappers.
Hmm.
Is it candy wrappers?
That's not it.
Candy wrappers. Thank you, Elijah. Good to hear from you in Wausau at 94.3 FM.
All right. You know what? The calls just ran out, so we're going to move this to 8:15. This one end up, we didn't know. We didn't know how tough
it
was.
We thought someone might get this right away, but we didn't. So we're going to move those Lauren Daigle prizes and our next opportunity for you to win to 8:15 this morning.
Tuesday Trivia Part 2 here on the WIB Wake Up Show for this April 16th Tuesday.
We're giving this a shot again, 715-723-2555. It is your chance to win two prizes from Lauren Daigle, her brand new album. That's a self-titled sophomore release. That CD yours along with a t-shirt that goes along with her latest song, You're Gonna Be Okay. And it says Lauren Daigle on the back, You're Gonna Be Okay, in bright letters on the front, kind of in keeping with the color scheme of her new album, kind of that kaleidoscope look. It's a beautiful shirt, a beautiful album. We'd love to give it to you at 715-723-2555 if you can figure this out. Every second, almost 600 of these get thrown out, get thrown away, get tossed, get pitched. What are we talking about? Every second, almost 600 of what get thrown away?
All right, you got to get up early in the morning if you're going to be get the call in ahead of Vicky. I believe it's Vicky. Hi.
Hi. Actually, you just threw me off because he had said pitched, and so I was going to say, how about baseball?
Mm-hmm. Is that your guess?
Sure, I'll stick with it.
You're going to stick with it, and that's
not baseballs, no.
Sorry, Vicky, thank you.
And we're talking about getting thrown out, but I mean, you can throw baseballs out, too. I think they use, man, I don't even know how many of them they use in a given, like, major league game, so.
Yeah, that's right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Hey, Tammy.
My kids think it's food.
Is it? Food, just in general.
Yeah.
And how much is it, Caleb, that's thrown out?
600 is the number, almost 600 of these thrown away every second. Well, we can eliminate a lot of things. It's not food. It's not food.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tammy from Wausau, 94.3 FM. Where are you from? Give us a call, 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Paula. I'm from Chautauqua.
Hey, Paula.
Hi.
What do you think?
Plastic silverware.
Plastic silverware. Very handy, but yeah, usually you just have to toss it. Is it plastic silverware?
Mm-hmm.
It is not. Thank you, Paula from Chautauqua. Good to hear from Barron County this morning.
As a saver, I sometimes can, you know, not always, sometimes I'll save the plastics and say, you know, we can use that again.
You can wash it again. Why can't you put it in the dishwasher?
I've got a friend who sticks his paper plate in the fridge and saves it for repeated
use.
There you
go. So reuse, recycle,
know.
I guess.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jason from Chippewa.
Hey, Jason.
Aluminum cans.
Aluminum cans. We've had plastic water bottles guessed, pop bottles guessed, but is it aluminum cans?
No.
It's not. Thank you, Jason from Chippewa, my hometown. Adopted.
He's got a couple hometowns.
Yeah, I know. the flavor of the day, Rice Lake and Chippewa Falls.
Just that moved away from his hometown, got another one. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian from Oliva.
Hey, Brian. Good what do you think, Brian?
How about just tons of trash in general?
600 tons of trash thrown out every second. So as in like metric tons, 2,000 pounds. Yeah, that's a lot of trash.
Not it.
It's not trash by tonnage.
Every wrong
Thank you,
answer
Brian.
Says to Caleb and I, because we really didn't know about this question, but it's got more strength.
We feel like it's got a little traction here.
Yeah, yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Randy from Stanley. I'm going to take a shot at it. Styrofoam cup.
Is it styrofoam cups?
Let me just say before you say, Randy, in honor of two, go ahead and give some birthday shout-outs here today in your own voice.
Yeah, for my son, John Mark, and for my son-in-law, Alex Davenport, happy birthday to you guys.
All right.
Well, happy birthday, fellas. And did Randy get it right in honor of you on your birthday?
He didn't.
No, but try again, Randy, please. 715-723-2555. All right. 2555.
Two more answers here before we move it on to 845. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tammy from Durand.
All right, Tammy. Popular name today.
Is it batteries?
No.
It's not batteries. Good guess, Tammy.
Guess what? Person I was going to count on, they said they didn't want to wait anymore.
Maybe they have the same guess as Tammy.
All right. You know what? We are getting one more call, and I did say two more, so. Is this Luke?
This is Luke.
All right, Luke, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the sprawling metropolis of Willard, Wisconsin.
Love it. We haven't heard from Willard yet. Luke from Willard, go ahead, friend. What do you think? Every second, almost 600 of what gets thrown away?
Tissues.
That was guessed earlier. Do you want a bonus guess?
I should have tuned in earlier.
Yes.
I am going to say I don't know.
All right. We put you on the spot. Luke from Willard, call us back. We're going to push this off, what, another 25 minutes or so, Havel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, till after 8:45 here on WWIB. It'd be nice if we could get a winner in Tuesday Trivia, but if it's going to happen today, it's got to be now or wait till tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. So give us a call, 715-723-2555. We have Lauren Daigle's new album, self-titled, along with a new T-shirt from Lauren Daigle for her new song, You're Gonna Be Okay. That's our double prize for you this morning at 715-723-2555. If you can be the first to figure this out. And our question is as follows. Every second, almost 600 of these are thrown out. Almost 600 of what go into the trash every second? 715-723-2555. If you haven't won anything from us in the past 30 days, you're eligible to call.
I like it when you regale us with wrong answers.
Yes. So incorrect answer so far. It's not paper. It's not Kleenex. It's not plastic water bottles. No pop bottles. It's not candy wrappers, baseballs, food, plastic silverware, aluminum cans, tons of trash. It's not styrofoam cups. It's not batteries. None of those things. We've heard from Wausau, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Chautauqua, Oliva, Stanley, Durand, and Willard, but still do not have a correct answer yet. Every second, almost 600 of what get thrown out.
All right. Rhonda thinks she knows. Hi, Rhonda. Where are you from?
Hi, good morning. I'm from Chippewa Falls.
Okay.
Go ahead, Rhonda.
First time caller. I think it's straws.
You think it's straws?
600
Some states
straws.
Really trying to get rid of those.
Every second around the world. Could that be it? It's not it, Rhonda. Sorry.
It's not. But don't let the first time be the last time, Rhonda. You call us back. 715-723-2555.
I like it. She has pep and vibrancy. Hi, Indeed. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Amanda. I'm calling from Rice Lake.
All right, Amanda.
My other hometown.
I'm going to say your regular plate.
Plates.
Okay.
Is it plates? 600 plates get thrown out? No. And I suppose we could lump in, again, the disposable ones or the ones that at a Greek restaurant they break.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that.
It isn't. 723-2555. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sean. I'm calling from Barron.
Hey, Sean.
Hey. So I think maybe cell phones.
Is it cell phones? Do we just pitch out, throw away?
Wow.
600 cell phones or almost 600 cell phones every second.
Could that be it? No. Sorry.
I miss my old flip phone, actually. That thing was sturdy.
There you go.
Flip like
phones were referenced
though.
In our play the other night with the follow-up. Hey, Boomer. All right, anyhow. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tammy from Durand again.
Hey, hey Tammy.
Is it empty milk jugs?
Empty milk jugs. Good guess. Almost 600 of those thrown out every second. Tammy from Durand, is that what we are looking for? It's not, but good guess.
Thank you so much, Tammy. Thanks. And make sure to call back again here on WWIB. We love it when you call.
I've got to have more milk.
That was quick. Nice job.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Deanne from Eau Claire.
Hey, Deanne.
I'm going to say socks.
Socks.
Socks. And maybe when you can only find one sock because the other one has disappeared into the black hole of the dryer and like, I'm just going to throw this.
Are we counting them being thrown away if they just disappear in the dryer? That is actually not it. So.
But thank you, Deanne from Eau Claire. 715-723-2555. Tuesday trivia here on the Wib Wake Up Show.
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tom from Glenwood City.
What do you think, Tom?
I think it's socks.
Somebody just guessed that.
Oh, okay. How about shoes?
Is it shoes?
All right. Something foot-related. No.
Tom pivots easily from Glenwood City, home of the Hilltoppers, I do believe, but it is not shoes or socks, the previous guess.
Three more guesses. Three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? You're ready to go. You're on the air.
They do not seem to be ready to go.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Eau Claire.
All right, what do you think?
K-Cups.
Is it K-Cups for the Keurig? We've got one of those here.
No.
Not K-Cups.
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tammy from Durand again.
All right.
Is it diapers?
Is it diapers? And again, almost 600 thrown out every second. Tammy from Durand, is it diapers? Bam. It is!
That's all there is to it.
Tammy and Durand is to it. Back to the well. And she goes away with the Lauren Daigle prize package.
Well done, Tammy. What clued you in here?
I'm sorry, what?
What made you guess diapers?
I was just kind of thinking what we throw away a lot.
Yeah.
Well done. Yeah, almost 600. I believe 570 is the stat that they had thrown away every single second. The diapers. Tammy from Durand, well done. And we're going to have some Lauren Daigle prizes next time you're here at the studios, all right?
Do you still have any kids in diapers?
No.
Uh-huh. All right.
No, I'm 58. Okay. So that's beyond.
Well, I have a child in diapers, and we are contributing to those 600 thrown out every second.
That's right.
Yeah, I thought of people like you.
All right. Well, congratulations, Tammy.
Thanks.